Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. As Hurricane Dorian begins to bear down on the nation's southeastern coast, volunteers are in place to bring some relief to those impacted by the storm. Among them is Stan Scott of Owensboro, a longtime volunteer for the American Red Cross. We caught up with him in Greenville, North Carolina, where he's been delivering food and water to local evacuation shelters. Scott told us he's not exactly sure where he'll end up.
Right now, we're still in limbo. Of course, the storm hasn't hit this area yet, so we're still in the pre-disaster mode, setting up supplies and cots and getting shelters set up and those kind of things in preparation. And then, you know, it's possible it could miss the whole area here and go somewhere else.
So what are you seeing as you drive around? Are you finding a lot of preparations have been made in anticipation of the storm?
Not in this area because we're quite a ways inland. The preparations that we're making are for evacuation shelters. So people are coming to this location to flee the hurricane. So this is a safe location.
You're in one of the Red Cross's emergency response vehicles. How are those equipped to provide relief?
They're a multi-purpose vehicle. They're set up to serve with feeding. They've got what we call Cambros, which are coolers that we can use to keep the food warm or cold. And they sit on a tray, a shelf, so to speak, so that you can access and put food in clamshells and then turn to the opposite side of the vehicle and serve out the two serving windows. And then if you're not serving food, you can take those Cambros out and lower the shelf and then use it like a utility vehicle and carry bulk supplies like shovels, rakes, tarps, those kind of things.
Now, I understand you were originally staged in Montgomery, Alabama. How did you end up in North Carolina?
Yes, we were in Montgomery, Alabama for two nights. Then we were actually attached to the disaster relief effort in Florida. And then when the need looks like it had moved from Florida into the Carolinas, then they started repositioning the Red Cross assets closer to the area where they thought they would need help. And that's why we ended up being sent to North Carolina.
Is this common with hurricane responses? Do you find that you're moving around a lot?
It's common anytime we have a Red Cross relief effort. It's always a fluid mission. It's probably our middle word should be flexible.
I'm sure natural disasters are taxing not just for the storm victims, but the volunteers like yourself. You've been doing this over a decade. What keeps you going to the next one?
When you're out in the field and you're actually working with the people that have been impacted by the disaster and just being able to see a little bit of relief on their face when you're giving them some items that they desperately need, whether it be food or just emergency supplies, and just relating that back to myself. In 2000, we had a tornado hit our house, and that's how I remember the Red Cross came and served meals from an IRV in my neighborhood, and I actually received some of those benefits, so I'm kind of like giving back.
You've been on the receiving end.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your work and safe travels.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.